It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather. And he who controls the weather will control the world.
Question: how do the have nations and people, those that have an abundance, treat those nations and people that do not have? Consider this quote: the so-called civilized have created the wretched quite coldly and deliberately and do not intend to change the status quo, are responsible for their slaughter and enslavement, rain down bombs on defenseless children whenever and wherever they decide that their vital interests are menaced, and think nothing of torturing a man to death. These people are not to be taken seriously when they speak of the, quote, sanctity of human life or the conscience of the so-called civilized world. That's a quote from James Baldwin. My thanks to activist Paul Varnas for bringing that quote to my attention. Given the history, bloodshed, and oppression from countless countries and power structures throughout human history, absolutely including the USA, how can so many maintain their delusion of American exceptionalism? Have those who hold and maintain this patently false perspective completely deleted any and all memory of our country's actions from the very beginning, starting with the Native American people, slavery, and subsequent occupation of nearly 100 countries in the last century? It's time to take a good, long look in the mirror. And there comes a point, in the words of Martin Luther King, when silence is betrayal. That point has long since come and gone. How many are still silent? Lots to cover in today's broadcast. The world is unraveling on countless fronts. The news you don't want to hear, but need to know if you have any interest in making a difference for the better while we can. This is Dane Wigginton. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour for May 26th, 2018. This is a commercial-free news hour brought to you by geoengineeringwatch.org. It's broadcast throughout Northern California on 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, and 105.7 FM, Saturday mornings 6 to 7, Sunday mornings from 7 to 8. Global Alert News is also rebroadcast on the East Coast by the PRN Radio Network Wednesdays, 2 p.m. Recordings of this broadcast can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org under the recent top stories and radio sections. If you're in the Reading area, free geoengineeringwatch.org informational materials can be picked up from Orchard Nutrition. For those not in the Reading area, the latest geoengineeringwatch.org awareness-raising materials can be ordered from the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. I do have some 9/11 Architects and Engineers DVDs, imperative film for people to watch who still incredibly believe in the completely fabricated false narrative, now proven false by 3,000 of the world's top architects and engineers. Full documentary on that subject. I apologize, I didn't have those DVDs dropped off yet to Orchard Nutrition. They will be dropped off today. Hope people can pick those up, share those, and understand that from the 9/11, which was the catalyst, the military-industrial complex used the false flag event, blatantly, glaringly, a false flag event that was used to unleash the military-industrial complex to wreak havoc around the globe in the desperate quest for resources. More on that as I continue in this broadcast. The next Gem Fair events with the geoengineeringwatch.org informational booth with free geoengineeringwatch.org materials will be June 1st through June 3rd, Tulsa, Oklahoma at the Expo Square. Following that, the Gem Fair event, Salt Lake City, Utah, June 15th through June 17th, the Mountain American Exposition Center. Again, Gem Fair, very, very dedicated ally in the fight to expose and halt climate engineering. Geoengineeringwatch.org awareness booth at all of their events. Come to the event. You can get in for free if you're there to pick up geoengineeringwatch.org materials. Tell the ticket booth that. You can get in for free. Please help us to sound the alarm. Final note, final announcement. The annual Geoengineering and the State of the World Awareness event on the afternoon and evening of July 28th at the Shasta County Fairgrounds in Anderson, California. Speakers at this event, as I stated before, to include two former government scientists and an EPA whistleblower that attempted to expose the heavy metal contamination from the climate engineering fallout. He was fired for his efforts, by the way. There may be one or two other extremely important speakers at this event. I'm working on that now. This event is free. geoengineeringwatch.org materials will be passed out at this event for free. This event will be immediately adjacent to the Gem Fair event that will also be at the fairgrounds the same weekend. Come if you can. Help us to sound the alarm while we can still make a difference. More details again to come with a full post on the event and a shareable flyer with a flyer link. We're working on that now. We're just trying to confirm a couple, possibly one or two more extremely important speakers at this event. Legal update. We have more NOAA documents our attorneys have acquired from our Freedom of Information Act requests due to our lawsuit against the Department of Commerce, who oversees NOAA. We are reviewing these documents now. We'll update as soon as possible. We expect to have an update from the Canadian lawsuit soon as well. These things take time, and the bottom line is don't sit back on the bench and wait for someone else to move the ball forward in this fight. The legal action is ultimately about reaching a critical mass of public awareness, pulling back the curtain and exposing the insanity in our skies. We need everyone to help with this effort every single day by sharing credible information with those around you. You can find instructions and materials again on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org, but don't sit and wait for our legal efforts to try to solve everything. This is only one of the tools we are using. We need all of us to work together. Another note, it seems none of the Northern California radio show hosts I invited to participate in a fact-finding public town hall setting are willing. None. Why not? Let's ask ourselves that. We'll continue to address the hard-hitting frontline news at geoengineeringwatch.org at the Global Alert News Hour every week, with or without the help from other radio show hosts who I can only hope will start to consider what their priorities actually are. Pop-up window on the geoengineeringwatch.org website asking people to sign our email list. Why? Because social media, and you can click this window off, by the way, just click to the side of the window, it'll go away immediately, but we've tried to take what steps we can because social media sources are clamping down on any legitimate source of independent frontline news. They're clamping down on anything that doesn't fit the official narrative. What we want to do is to ensure that we can get the frontline data out to those who are willing to face it and share it. Those, again, on our list who sign up can opt out at any time they wish, and their information will absolutely not be shared in any way, shape, or form with anyone. We are simply trying to ensure we can get the news out. That's what that pop-out is for. To those who post comments, again, I want to state this. Don't post any threatening or violent comments. Your post will not be put up. If that's the case, all social media is looking for, we don't condone violence in any way, shape, or form to start with, and all social media is looking for is any excuse to take our site completely off the air. How is that helping the cause? Violence, promoting violence, is not the way forward. We need to wake up the masses, which includes our military brothers and sisters who are blindly, non-patriotically participating in the power structure's dictates without any consideration as to what they're doing. This must change. In order to change that, we must wake them up. We must have them on our side, that they would refuse to participate in the insanity any further. That's the only way forward. Headlines, Google employees revolt. That's what we need to happen in the ranks of the U.S. military, to stop participating in the insanity being used by the empire for the agenda of the empire, not for freedom and democracy, but for the agenda of the empire. So, on this headline, Google employees revolt, refuse to work on clandestine artificial intelligence drone project for the Pentagon, the empire. There we go again. From this report, around a dozen Google employees have quit and close to 4,000 have signed a petition over the company's involvement in a controversial military pilot program known as Project Maven, which will use artificial intelligence to speed up analysis of drone footage. Bear with me, this gets better. Program Maven, a fast-moving Pentagon project, was established in 2017. Maven's stated mission is to accelerate DOD's integration of big data and machine learning. In total, the Defense Department spent $7.4 billion on artificial intelligence-related areas in 2017. Why do you think Google does whatever they're told? It's all about the money. And who's their biggest paymaster? The Pentagon. The project's first assignment was to help the Pentagon officially process the deluge of video footage collected daily by its aerial drones. Project Maven will use machine learning to identify vehicles and other objects from drone footage, with the ultimate goal of enabling the automated detection and identification of objects up to 38 categories, including the ability to track individuals as they come and go from different locations. Follow me through with this. The internal revolt began shortly after Google revealed its involvement in the project nearly 3 months ago. Some Google employees were outraged, justifiably so, I should add, that the company would offer resources to the military for surveillance technology involved in drone operations. The resigned employees cited a range of frustrations from ethical concerns over the U.S. use of artificial intelligence in a battle setting to a larger concern over Google's overall political decisions. What's part of their decision to censor anyone like geoengineeringwatch.org that is trying desperately to disclose unvarnished frontline data? That's what Google's about. Face the facts. The development of Google's original algorithm at Stanford was funded by a joint CIA-NSA program. That's who's funding this, ultimately. That's what social media is about. We can use it to our advantage to some degrees while we're allowed, and let's hope that those within these entities, Google, Facebook, and so on, don't willfully participate in now what amounts to police state procedures of censoring anyone who doesn't push the official narrative. That's a police state. That's what we're in. If ethical action on the part of tech companies requires consideration of who might benefit from a technology and who might be harmed, then we can say with certainty that no topic deserves more sober reflection. No technology has higher stakes than algorithms meant to target and kill at a distance without public accountability, the letter states from the Google employees. Quote, Google has moved into military work without subjecting itself to public debate or deliberation, either domestically or internationally. While Google regularly decides the future of technology without democratic public engagement, its entry into military technologies casts the problems of private control of information and infrastructure into grave concern. Yes, grave concern. The control of information. That's what's happening. Moving on now to more headlines. While we see carnage happening all over the globe, let's take a good look in the mirror and see how we're behaving right here in the USA. Here's some reckless and frankly alarming quotes from Mr. Trump. Direct quote about killing terrorist families. The other thing, I'm quoting directly from Mr. Trump, the other thing with terrorists is you have to take out their families. When you get these terrorists, you have to take out their families. He repeated that. And by the way, let's remember Mr. Obama, the drone king, who killed thousands of civilians and yet was given the Nobel Peace Prize. Hard to fathom that. So we're not just talking about this particular occupant of the White House. We're talking about all those in the White House who are nothing more than orchestrated puppets for the power structure. But continuing, another quote from Mr. Trump. Statement, torture works, okay, folks? You know I have these guys that say torture doesn't work. Believe me, says Mr. Trump, it works. And waterboarding is your minor form. Still quoting Mr. Trump. Continuing, some people say it's not actually torture. Let's assume it is, but they ask me questions. What do you think of waterboarding? Absolutely fine, but we should go much stronger than waterboarding. From Mr. Trump, from the American exceptionalist beacon of human rights and democracy. Yes, this is coming from our president. Obama was no different. Clinton were no different. All of this happened under their regime as well, but it's worse now. It's getting worse by the day. And Trump is certainly a shining example of how much worse it's getting. One final statement from Mr. Trump. My primary consultant is myself, and I have a good instinct for this stuff, referring to the two previous quotes I just read. On an interview last week, and this is not about Mr. Trump again, it's about the occupant of the White House that the power structure would like us to believe is somehow a democratically elected individual. Mr. Trump rightfully made mention of the MS-13 gang brutality. Certainly, no question about that. But, Mr. Trump, what about the brutality of your stated ally, Saudi Arabia, that not long ago beheaded 40 political dissenters and hung their bodies from cranes to send a message to their populations? Saudi Arabia, the brutal dictatorship that the U.S. has sold hundreds of billions of dollars of weapons to, weapons the Saudis are using to slaughter tens of thousands of civilians in Yemen. What about the U.S. ally of Israel that the current administration is much closer to than previous administrations, which is, again, even more alarming? Israel that continues to slaughter innocent and unarmed Palestinian civilians, including children. More hard statistical facts later in this broadcast on that subject. But for the record, Obama was the same. Clinton's the same. All the occupants of the White House are nothing more than useful puppets for the power structure. That's the reality of the matter. And if you think this administration is, quote, draining the swamp, please wake up. As was the case with all previous administrations, government criminality continues to spiral completely out of control. And as the biosphere collapse accelerates, what do we hear from the White House? We need more and bigger weapons of mass destruction. And all the while, countless Americans are blindly waving their flags in a show of total obedience to the fascist empire. Is it any different in most other countries? No, no difference. It's just on a bigger scale here. Moving on, there's the North Korean orchestrated drama to consider. The now canceled summit meeting, which was never intended to be followed through with. What will it take for Americans to see through the smoke and mirrors of an ever more desperate military-industrial complex? The military-industrial complex does not want peace. The military-industrial complex does not want global stability. Our government was carrying out military drills right on the North Korean border while claiming to want peace. Is such a glaring lie really hard to see through? Now let's consider what U.S. Vice President Mike Pence stated on Fox News. Quote, as President Trump made clear, this, meaning the North Korea situation, will end like the Libya model ended if Kim Jong-un doesn't make a deal. Who the hell do our so-called officials think they are? Global mafia kingpins? That if the leader of a sovereign nation does not unconditionally accept the dictates of the completely out-of-control U.S. empire, that they will be dealt with like the now dead leader of Libya, who, for those that don't know, was sodomized to death with a knife, whose country was totally destroyed and remains in total chaos. The military-industrial complex and the U.S. empire is completely off the rails, out of control, and is wreaking carnage and havoc around the globe. And even now, how many Americans are blindly waving their flags with no comprehension or concern about the truth of the matter? Moving on. The Pentagon can't account for $21 trillion, and some reports show that as high as $30 trillion. And all the time I'm asked, who's paying for this? Who's paying for the atrocities in our skies? And let's think about this. When those who are blindly waving their flags, I just want to point out again, consider that you are being systematically, slowly poisoned with the toxic climate engineering fallout. Whatever the agenda, whatever you want to pretend it's the agenda for the common good, and that's what I hear from people, especially those who are so blindly committed to supporting the country right or wrong, the government right or wrong. That's their mindset. Breathing in with every breath toxic climate engineering materials. That's not speculation, theory, or hypothesis. It's lab-proven fact. It's happening. That's your government, whom you blindly are supporting. Wake up. $21 trillion unaccounted for. That's just what we know about. Certainly, they can print whatever they want. It goes back to the dollars, the global reserve currency. That's what runs the empire. Another follow-up story, the Skripal poisoning follow-up. Remember the headlines about Russia carrying out a chemical weapons attack in the UK? What happened to that story? It's been swept under the rug now that it's clear the whole narrative was a complete fabrication, like so many other complete fabrications about the Syria chemical weapons attacks. False flags used for the military-industrial complex, fully represented by the current administration, as with previous administrations, to bomb, to wreak havoc around the world, and to acquire resources to keep it going. That's what it's about. Now, as I cover the latest frontline biosphere collapse data, please remember and consider, climate and biosphere collapse is a primary factor pushing power structure desperation. This next headline is from Inverse.com and numerous other sources. Earth shatters climate record, sending planet toward, quote, worst case scenario. Now, it's far worse than the worst case scenario. Keep that in mind. Far worse than the worst case scenario that you're being told about. We have never, ever deviated from the conclusions we put out at geoengineeringwatch.org because it's based on frontline data, not from any single particular source, but a culmination of all sources and readings from the ground. Far worse than the worst case scenario. April was the 400th consecutive month of above average temperatures, and I still get emails from people insisting we're entering an ice age. I don't know what planet they're referring to. It's not this planet. It's not this planet. And yes, we know Al Gore's a criminal, and yes, we know official agencies lie, but do we need official agencies to confirm to us that the planet is burning down, that the ice is melting all over the globe, that oceans are rising? When will we use our sense of reason? It's a matter of connecting all the dots. That's all I'm asking people to do. April in the U.S., let's consider this, was the fourth coldest, while globally, April was the third warmest. And again, the 400th consecutive month in a row of above normal temperatures. Cold rain yesterday in Northern California, the completely tainted climate engineered weather, a chemically nucleated cool down, patented processes of chemical ice nucleation for weather modification to continue the confusion and division of the population on the true state of the biosphere and the climate implosion, and even snow in the Sierras. That will make many of the desired headlines for the power structure and the geoengineers. But will the mainstream media mention that it's pushing 100 in parts of Minnesota, record temperatures throughout much of the other country? And here in Northern California, we'll be back near 100 in a few days. And many other locations around the globe have been enduring killer heat waves since April. If you want to know just how out of balance the global geoengineering weather whiplash scenarios are, check the recent post on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org titled, "Geoengineers Cool the Eastern U.S. While the World Burns." You have to see it to believe it. The global departure from normal temperature maps with a big bright blue spot on the eastern half of the U.S. for the last year, while the whole world is red with above normal temperatures. Take a look. Look at the data. That's all I'm asking. Don't believe me. Look at the data. On a final note with the weather, geoengineers are completely decimating thunderheads. For those who know what the convective cumulus clouds that rise up that used to have a very beautiful defined canopy to them, if you watch those closely, what you'll see is they don't develop very far until they start to dissolve into a dirty, diffuse-looking, what looks like smoke from a fire. Why? Because those systems are being aerosolized almost without exception. If you have the right equipment or in the right position, you can see the aircraft over the top of these convective storms, knocking them down. That's exactly what they're doing. Keeps the precipitation from falling. We think there's other reasons. They're trying to keep the particulates that are already in the atmosphere from being pushed too much further up in the atmosphere where they do even more damage. This is an incredibly insane addition to geoengineering. Layer upon layer upon layer of insanity. But watch those thunderheads closely and see how far they develop before they're knocked down and dissolve and fan out over the sky. It looks like a dirty smoke bank. Again, part of solar radiation management. They leave nothing alone, nothing untainted. We can't know what's occurring behind the power structure curtain. Rapidly rising awareness in the climate engineering, weather warfare, biological warfare issue is certainly also happening within circles of the power structure that were likely formerly not completely aware of what other branches of the power structure, cancer, that's what it is, were orchestrating. Many behind the curtain are certainly also waking up to the fact that the entire ship is going down and they're on it. And the global climate engineering assault is fueling the planetary omnicide. This is a critical aspect of awareness-raising efforts that is all too often overlooked. The fact that our collective efforts to sound the alarm are helping to erode the climate engineering operations from within, from the inside out, from behind the curtain. Keep that in mind. The undercurrent of awareness is much larger than we realize. We must continue in that direction. This next headline is yet more confirmation of the extreme dangers posed by ozone destruction. The new science of ozone and UVB is not pretty. From the report, the ozone threat is not solved, scientists say. We've said that at Geoengineering Watch for a decade. Earth's ozone shield against harmful radiation continues to weaken, the report says, despite an improvement of big ozone holes over the poles, which again, we would argue is a blatant lie that can only be maintained because there are no populations at the poles to dispute the lie. Continuing from the report, thinning ozone is right over where most people, animals, and plants live. It's possible our smog is the last protection. This is the particulates in the sky they're referring to, like as if that's a protection from the ozone destruction. This is where geoengineering comes in. And think about the absurdity of this. And this is certainly happening behind the scenes in the military-industrial complex. the notion or the agenda to spray even more to try to mitigate or shield from the damage that was created by the spraying to begin with. Is that not a definition of total power structure insanity? Just like the pharmaceutical industrial complex, you take one prescription, which causes a long list of side effects, which cause you to have to take many more prescriptions, all of which are damaging your body until there's nothing left. That's the mentality that's occurring on our planet. Another study from University of California says a weakened ozone shield 251 million years ago drove mass extinction of forests and all life that depended on them. The report continues, we underestimated the risk of significant harm from thinning ozone and misunderstand the hidden processes of mass extinction, the paper states. Listen carefully, our results suggest modern conifer forests may be considerably more vulnerable to anthropogenic ozone, that's human-caused by the way, human-caused ozone layer depletion than we expected. The weakening of trees, the authors suggest, constitute drastic reorganization of the terrestrial food web base. In summary, that's exactly the conclusions we have tried to get to the population since the existence of geoengineeringwatch.org. Ozone destruction, most directly related to climate engineering, although there are other forms of anthropogenic damage, CFCs and so forth, but most directly related to climate engineering, destroying forests. Intense UV raining down on all of us. It's not just harming the trees, it's harming us. More and more and more confirmation of what we have put out at geoengineeringwatch.org for years. These are existential threats. They're not inconveniences. No ozone layer, no life on Earth. It's that simple. And so far, with few exceptions, academia has completely betrayed the human race and the web of life by their silence. As Martin Luther King stated, and as I recited at the beginning of this broadcast, there comes a time when silence is betrayal, and that time has long since come and gone in the ranks of academia. Please, if you're in those ranks, find your courage, stand up, and do the right thing. Moving on, from thetribune.com, in soaring heat, farmers are paying the price. Yes, soaring heat. Not coming ice age, and those who push that coming ice age, global warming is a hoax narrative, pretending that human beings haven't completely decimated the planet in countless forms, with climate engineering being at the top of the list. But if you pretend that's not happening, you're reciting the exact narrative the power structure wants you to recite. Go back to sleep, go shopping, see a movie, and pretend everything's fine until it's not, until the brick hits you in the head, when total collapse comes like a tornado in the night. That's what the power structure wants us to do. Remain asleep at the wheel until we crash through the guardrail and end up at the bottom of the canyon. From ScottNet and other sources, erratic seasons and extreme weather devastating crops around the world. This is what I've gone over broadcast after broadcast. We have crop failure, fisheries failure. It's all accelerating by the day. How long till the store shelves begin to empty out? Another headline, heat warnings issued in Alberta. Prairies face record high temperatures. The last full week of May will feel a lot more like summer for many prairie residents as temperatures edge toward record high territory. High pressure is in charge. The geoengineers can and are inducing high pressure zones wherever they want. Why? Because those zones spin clockwise. Why does that matter? Because that helps them to orchestrate upper level wind currents. They do not care what they fry below those high pressure zones. This is not to say that the planet is not warming from countless other causes. It is. But you put all this together and you have a recipe for near-term global omnicide, total planetary extinction. That's the course we're on. Another headline from the website kevinhester.live. There's this headline report which confirms our long-running reports at geoengineeringwatch.org. Baseline temperature dishonesty at the edge of extinction. What does that mean? I've reported over and over again the temperatures aren't as high as they're being reported. They're much higher. They're higher still. It's not as bad as we're being told. It's much worse still. Everywhere we check, everywhere we monitor, we're seeing an underreporting of temperatures. Why? To mask the true severity of climate collapse and biosphere implosion from the population until the last possible moment, all of those factors fueling power structure carnage and desperation, which I'll get to more later in this broadcast. From multiple sources, we have this. Climate change on track to cause major insect wipeout, scientists warn. This is a new story. I've reported on this before, but it's getting worse. Insects are vital to ecosystems, but will lose almost half their habitat under current climate projections. That's a very downplaying statement, is it? They'll lose half their habitat. They've already lost half their habitat, and they've lost 80 to 90% of their populations. So it's not coming. It's here. The report continues. Global warming is on track to cause major wipeout of insects, compounding an already severe loss, according to new analysis. We reported this at geoengineeringwatch.org many years ago. And by the way, the climate engineering elephant in the room omitted, which we know is killing insects, which we have peer-reviewed study to prove the aluminum from climate engineering operations, that's where it's from, though the reports won't say that, is killing bees. They're dying of symptoms that resemble Alzheimer's and dementia, and the highly toxic free-form aluminum, which doesn't exist in the environment naturally, by the way, is decimating the entire web of life down to the microbial level. Insects are vital to most ecosystems, and a widespread collapse would cause extreme far-reaching disruption to life on Earth, the scientists warn. The research shows that even with all the carbon cuts already pledged by nations so far, climate change would make almost half insect habitat unsustainable by the end of the century. Let's stop there. We won't be here by the end of the century. And think about the absurdity of this statement. It will make half the insect habitat unsustainable by the end of the century, yet we've already lost 80 to 90% of the insects today, and they're talking about the end of the century. We will not be here. Not end of the century, not mid-century, and likely not even at the quarter of the century, 2025, on the current course. We are hitting the wall now. Don't let articles like this pacify you. This is, again, betrayal of academia by not telling the truth and always downplaying everything they state. It goes on to say, with pollinators like bees particularly affected, right now, colony collapse disorder, and we have peer-reviewed study to prove aluminum is killing the bees, not a word. Look it up. Search bees aluminum. Report continues. However, if climate change could be limited to a temperature rise of 1.5 C, our data shows we are likely already past 3.5 C right now. Another lie from this article. The very ambitious goal included the Global Paris Agreement, which is a complete farce, by the way. The losses of insects could be far lower. Could be, maybe, might be. All pacification. Remember that. Report continues, the new research is the most comprehensive to date, which is very frightening if that's the best they can do. Analyzing the impact of different levels of climate change on the ranges of 115,000 insect species. In October, another headline here. Scientists warned of ecological Armageddon after the discovery that the number of flying insects had plunged by three-quarters in the past 25 years, 75%. Other studies show 80 and 90%. We're there. It's not coming. It's here. It's here now. And just because Walmart still has food on the shelf and you can still go buy a Whopper or a Big Mac, don't think that this isn't happening. Every effort is being made by the power structure to subsidize industries, to import food, to keep the American population pacified until the last possible moment. And that moment is not far off. We must beat the power structure to the intersection. We must expose what's unfolding. We must expose what they're doing, starting with what's happening in our skies, which is literally weather warfare. It's literally biological warfare because the elements are toxic. It's in every breath we take. We must wake up, we must change course, or we have no chance. Now, about the betrayal of academia, I want to read one headline that is, again, designed to pacify population. Here's a headline. Wildly optimistic, report predicts a healthy future for biodiversity. Here's an excerpt from the report. Drawing reasonable inferences from current patterns, we can predict that 100 years from now, the Earth could be inhabited by between 6 and 8 billion people, with very few remaining in extreme poverty, most living in towns and cities, and nearly all participating in a technologically driven, interconnected market economy, says the paper's abstract. Total delusion. Absolute total delusion that many, I'm sorry to say, in the environmentalist community grab onto, because they don't want to face the truth, many in many communities. But the hypocrisy from the environmentalist community has been particularly disturbing to me. Total hypocrisy, almost without exception. Willfully blind, feel-good fantasy optimism is a major factor that has brought us to the now very dark hour we find ourselves in. Here's a harsh but necessary-to-hear dose of reality. This new headline report is from multiple sources. Listen carefully and compare that to the former report of total feel-good fantasy delusion I just read. Here's the report. Humans just 0.01% of all life, have destroyed 83% of wild mammals. 83%. And that rate is accelerating. That's the fact of the matter. That's where we're at. Groundbreaking assessment of all life on Earth reveals humanity's surprising tiny part in it, as well as our disproportionate impact on it. And as we go through these dire headlines, I want to state this. You can't change direction until you know what direction you're going, can you? For those that don't want to hear these dire headlines and refuse to listen through and get to the end of where we're going with this, how can you deal with reality and make changes that matter if you won't even look at reality to begin with? The hallmark of a healthy mind, as I've stated over and over, based on psychoanalysis, is an unyielding willingness to face the truth no matter how dire. Please remember and consider that. We can't do anything about the horrible things happening in the world or the direction we're traveling unless we're willing to look at the facts to begin with. Moving on to another headline that demonstrates the extremely poor behavior of the human race and the total lack of regard for the planet that allows us to live in the first place. From Forbes.com, a deep hole may be just what our nuclear waste needs. Listen to this. Deep Isolation is a recent startup company from Berkeley that seeks to store nuclear waste safely at a much lower cost than existing strategies. The technology takes advantage of recent developing for drilling technologies that would allow them to place nuclear waste in a series of 2-mile-long tunnels a mile below Earth's surface, where they'll be surrounded by very tight rock called shale. Deep borehole disposal is simple. Drill a very deep hole, 1 or 2 more miles, put the waste in it, and fill it up. Yeah, that'll make it all better, won't it? Insanity on top of insanity on top of insanity. Let's just bury everything and hope for the best. Our species is not behaving as if it wants to survive much longer. That's the fact of the matter. How widespread is biological warfare at this increasingly critical moment in human history? Let's consider this headline from thebigwobble.org. A major game changer in the Ebola outbreak as virus has spread, this is new, to a city of more than 1 million. 14 confirmed Ebola cases more expected. WHO officials speaking after an experts meeting on the outbreak said vaccinations could begin as early as Sunday, and a key test of an experimental vaccine. The health agency called the risk to the public in the Congo, this is where it's happening, by the way, in Africa, very high. Those in power, who we know have experimented with Ebola virus for decades, I read my first book on that issue when I believe I was 21 or 22 years old, can release this virus anywhere, anytime they want, to thin the ranks, if you will, to experiment further. And we know this kind of experimentation has gone on for a very, very long time. Remember and consider the statistics I have covered in previous broadcasts. The U.S. government and the U.S. military carried out at least 239 open-air biological tests against innocent U.S. civilians as of 1977. How many more have occurred since? How many other governments around the globe are doing the exact same thing? What will it take to wake the masses to the unfolding assault against all life by those in power? Biosphere implosion, again, continues to push power structure desperation. Which countries still have considerable remaining resources? In the case of North Korea, mineral deposits. In the case of countries like Iran, fossil fuel deposits. So, of course, those countries are in the crosshairs. Let's consider some headlines. U.S., Israel, and Saudi Arabia leading the world to World War III. In this report, Emmanuel Macron, not that he's any better than the leaders of the other countries I just mentioned, has accused the U.S., Israel, and Saudi Arabia of instigating a war as their mutual foe, Iran, against their mutual foe, Iran. Where else are resources? How about the Golan Heights, thus the Israeli occupation of that zone? Here's a headline. Partition of Syria, U.S. and Israel eye Golan Heights oil. That's from the Asia Times. Which countries are being demonized and or slaughtered? Their population slaughtered. It all comes back to resources. Crashing biosphere, desperate power structures. Let's continue with these headlines. Oil bonanza in Golan Heights. That headline is from atimes.com. Another headline, huge oil discovery in the Golan Heights. That headline is from MJAA.org. Another headline, Black Gold Under the Golan, Just One Catch. That's from The Economist. Another headline, Israel Preps for Syrian War with Golan Heights Oil and Water in Its Sights. That headline is from MintPressNews.com. One more headline, Golan Heights, Israel, Oil, and Trump, New Eastern Outlook. That's from journal/neo.org. Final headline, which I'll elaborate on, and I hope this weaves this together, the importance of going over this, that resources are in areas that are demonized and then occupied and taken over. Genie Oil, the Syria, Goldman Sachs, Israel, ISIS connection. This is from truenews.com. Let's examine this headline. Could Israel be using Goldman Sachs loyalists and powerful globalists to push U.S. intervention in Syria as a challenge to Russian international dominance in natural gas? A company named Genie Energy, with major investors and advisors such as Lord Rothschild, former VIP Dick Cheney, and news mogul Rupert Murdoch, Fox News, could be at the center of a decade-long play for Israeli energy dominance in the Middle East. Other major players associated with Genie Energy include economist Larry Summers, Democratic Party veteran Bill Richardson, and former CIA director James Woolsey. Israel's decision in 1981 to annex the Golan Heights, unlike the West Bank, which remains formally under military occupation, caused a diplomatic crisis with America. The Economist noted, that's the publication, the Heights are still regarded internationally as illegally occupied Syrian territory. Nobody knows this or thinks about this because the power structure-controlled U.S. media doesn't tell us, do they? The report continues. The Economist added that an influential group, including Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his former cabinet secretary, I can't pronounce it, were actively lobbying Israeli governments to take advantage of the chaos in Syria to demand international recognition of their section of the oil-rich Golan Heights about resources. Gaining control of the Golan Heights has long been a goal of Israel. In mid-February 2017, during his visit to the White House, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu asked U.S. President Donald Trump to recognize Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights, which was seized from Syria again in the 1967 Middle East War and was unofficially annexed in 1981. In late February 2017, an ISIS-affiliated group took control of the strategic oil exploration area of the Golan Heights in Syria, which Genie Oil had rights to. After a surprise attack, the jihadists captured the towns of Tasil, Sahim, and Al-Golan, Adwan, and Tin Jumuha, which bridge Syria and Israel over the Yarmouk River. The Israelis did not intervene at any point of the military confrontation, but have intervened on a dozen occasions against the Assad regime. This is about resources. What will it take? Israel's not being threatened. That's not been the case. It's simply false flag facades to create the illusion that they are being somehow threatened, when in reality, this is about the quest for expansion and resources. It's empire, the U.S. and Israeli empire, joined at the hip. Continuing from the report, on April 5th, a day prior to the U.S. missile strikes in Syria, Israel and the European Union signed a preliminary agreement to build a $6 to $7 billion undersea natural gas pipeline, which would run from Israel through the Mediterranean Sea to Greece or Italy and provide a non-Russian energy alternative to the EU by 2025. That's what all this is about. That's what it's always been about. American interests, which means the resources the empire needs to continue its juggernaut of destruction and insanity around the globe until there's nothing left. Other countries are not innocent. No, I'm not stating that. I'm not siding with any other country, but I'm saying when the U.S. has a military that's bigger than the next 10 militaries combined. That is the only thing the U.S. military is concerned about, sustaining its stranglehold on power, even if it kills the entire planet to do so. And anybody that gets in the way is expendable, including U.S. troops. How many examples of that do we need to see? And I've given them broadcast after broadcast. Continuing, what are we to conclude about the questionable relationship Israel maintains with Syria? Syrian opposition groups, also known locally as ISIS, supporting the terrorists, by the way. Israel has provided medical aid, weaponry, intelligence support, and incremental airstrikes to forces fighting President Bashar al-Assad throughout the conflict in Syria. Yes, Israel helping ISIS terrorists. Could the Israeli lobbying for U.S. and NATO intervention in Syria be an insurance play for the successful acquisition of the oil-rich Golan Heights and the deployment of their competing Eurasian gas pipeline to Europe, an asset which would generate trillions of dollars of revenue and energy independence for Israel for the next 100 years? Won't matter for 100 years because we won't be here on the current course. Let's not forget, on that note, the ongoing oppression and outright slaughter of Palestinians, which gets no objective U.S. media coverage. No surprise. On that subject, here's an updated report of the ongoing Israeli slaughter of unarmed Palestinians. This report from the International Middle East Media Center. Keep in mind, all this is connected. You must purge and kill people that are occupying land on which you want to plunder the resources. The spokesman of the Palestinian Health Ministry in the Gaza Strip has reported Sunday that Israeli soldiers have killed 112 Palestinians, injured 13,190 since the Great Return March protest started on the Palestinian land day, March 30th, 2018. Injured 13,190. Listen to the rest of this report. The organization said that the soldiers killed 13 Palestinian children and injured 2,096 others. Those are children. In addition to wounding 1,029 women, he added that 332 of the wounded Palestinians suffered life-threatening injuries, 3,422 suffered moderate wounds, 9,436 suffered other injuries. Listen to the statistics, and keep in mind, these Palestinians were shot from a distance by Israeli snipers, unarmed people shot at a distance from snipers. 502 Palestinians were shot in the head and neck, 283 were shot in the chest and back, 225 were shot in the abdomen and pelvis, 938 were shot in the arm, 325 were shot in the legs, 1,117 various cuts and bruises to several other parts of their bodies. This is simply the slaughter of people who are in the way of those with power who want only to expand their power and acquire the resources they need to continue that expansion. That's what all this is about. And yet we have Americans that are so incorrectly informed, intentionally, from the U.S. mainstream media ministries of propaganda, that they have absolutely no idea what's going on in the Middle East and why. So many Americans that don't want to connect the dots, as I've tried to do week in and week out, from 9/11, the false flag event, killing Americans, to galvanize the public into supporting this kind of carnage that I just described, to blindly supporting, as is the case in all wars, blind support for one's country, right or wrong. As I've stated so many times, that's not patriotism. It's cowardice and it's tyranny. And if we don't rise above that, very, very soon, there'll be nothing left to salvage. Those in power have long since known where the resources exist. They've long since known the severity of what's unfolding on our planet, that the current paradigm could not be maintained much longer. And how do we know who those in power are? Again, it comes down to those whom we are not allowed to criticize. That's very clear. Those from whom loyalty is demanded of everyone that they need to exercise their power. On that note, let's consider the following report covered in multiple sources. It's not new, but it's very important. Loyalty agreement with Israel that congresspersons are required to sign. As former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney publicly disclosed, when a person is newly elected to Congress, they are approached by AIPAC, A-I-P-A-C, that's the Israeli lobby, most powerful lobby in the country, by the way, and asked to sign their loyalty agreement to Israel. Should they refuse, they will find they lose most of their support in any future election. things go badly for them, they may suffer redistricting to ruin their voter base. That's what was done with Representative McKinney, by the way. And will have an opponent in their next election lavishly supported by AIPAC, the Israeli lobby, and some major extreme wealthy RKM media gambling kingpin. Representative McKinney refused to sign this AIPAC agreement because she felt it was clearly wrong and was then voted out of office by RKM and AIPAC power. Apparently, the only congressman now in Congress that refused to sign this AIPAC loyalty oath to Israel was Representative Walter Jones. I had lunch with former Congresswoman McKinney some years back in Los Angeles, and certainly she was immediately ostracized from her position because she wouldn't go along with this kind of tyrannical insanity. And yet how many do go along with it? What does all this have to do with climate engineering? It has everything to do with it. Everything. We're talking about the same sources of power. Sources of power that have so successfully, so far, programmed populations into actually supporting them blindly while they are conducting operations in our skies that amount to nothing less than weather warfare and biological warfare. Operations that, if the mix in these operations is already highly toxic, is altered, can immediately decimate populations all over the globe. And we know that U.S. scientists and Israeli scientists are engaged in this type of experimentation, biological experimentation. I played the audio, a broadcast some time ago, of former government scientist Ken Caldera, worked for Stanford, formerly worked for Lawrence Livermore Laboratory for our government, stating what he did for our government was to design pathogens to spray into clouds that would infect the populations below. How many people do each of us know that are getting sicker rapidly? What's the environment look like around us? We've lost now 80 to 90% of the insects, and we know they're particularly susceptible to the heavy metals, as I outlined. How long do we think we're going to be here? And the same power structures that are doing everything I described in this broadcast, the power structures that run what is by far the largest military in the world, which is larger than the next 10 largest militaries combined. A military-industrial complex that has demonstrated again and again and again its complete lack of regard for morality, for the web of life, for the environment on which our lives depend. Not stating other countries are innocent. I'm stating that if the biggest problem of all is the military that so many Americans blindly wave their flags for, a military that so many Americans blindly support with unquestioning obedience, where does that path lead? And we're going to find out very, very soon. I want to consider a final headline from multiple sources. Again, the U.S. and Israel marching towards war with Iran. Resources, that's what it's about. On Monday, May 21st, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo delivered a rant against Iran before the right-wing Heritage Foundation in Washington. It was a bullying speech to push the Iranian leadership to surrender unconditionally to the U.S. demands. If the Iranian people are unable to contrive, quote, regime change, the U.S. will do it by military means, perhaps together with Israel, which Pompeo didn't say, but the world knows that Israel is hell-bent on crushing and toppling Iran. The facts are there to prove everything I've stated. I'm asking people to investigate. And all of this is completely connected to climate engineering, the ultimate weapon for the power structure of which we are all a victim. Welcome to the new world. The America first, America exceptionalism lie. The paradigm of invade, occupy, loot, plunder, and pillage resources, then abandon the chaos left behind. And if the truth be known, how many Americans have so far been okay with the carnage so long as their own personal pursuit of pleasure is allowed to continue undisturbed? I'm acutely aware of the fact that most will reject such a message, but that does not negate the reality of it. To those that refuse to go on being willful participants in the collective insanity, to you, I say this. Thank you for your courage. Thank you for your willingness to take a stand for the greater good. Thank you for not yielding to the gathering darkness. We must collectively make our voices heard in this epic battle for the greater good, starting with exposing and halting the climate engineering insanity. Check the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for activist suggestions and credible awareness-raising materials. We must make every day count in the fight to reach a critical mass of awareness. If we can achieve that, the rest of the wheels will begin to turn on their own. Wait and see. Until next week, this is Dane Wigington with geoengineeringwatch.org.